The two old coots in Ages of the Moon have been compared to Samuel Beckett characters. They yep and nope at each other as they face death and decline. But Shepard himself has explored this masculine minimalism before. In his dark 1980 comedy True West, they were brothers battling each other. Here, they're old buddies in a fishing cabin. Ames got dumped by his wife after she found evidence of a fling of his. He's called Byron for moral support.
Long story short, you got yourself in big doggy doo-doo, Mr. Frisky.
I don't know where it came from, I swear.
What?
The note.
Came out of nowhere, huh? Bet that went over big.
Never saw her write it.
Too busy with your zipper?
She wrote it on the border of my fishing map when I wasn't looking, can you believe it?
Quaint.
What you might expect is what happens. Bourbon is consumed. Accusations are hurled. A ceiling fan gets violently repaired. You might recall in True West it was toasters that were assaulted. Shepard's animosity against appliances has clearly escalated. Otherwise, Ages of the Moon is a lovely, mellow comedy, tinged with melancholy and forgiveness. It may be grade B, Shepard, but Catherine Owens has directed a near-perfect production at the Undermain, thoroughly enjoyable, handsomely done. As Ames, Bruce DeBose is exceptional, but with his walrus mustache and lizard eyes, Mark Fickert is the natural here. He seems to have been born for crusty characters like Byron. Fickert has a comic deadpan as old and dry as the moon. You may find yourself howling at it. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.